ABC News.
Executive Director of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, thanks for your time this morning.
Morning.
For years, your organisation has called for Jerusalem to be recognised as the capital of Israel. You must be pretty delighted with this news this morning.
Oh, yes. Look, I think the whole Jewish world will be very pleased with this announcement. I mean, it is a very, in many ways, a more nuanced announcement than has been represented or was foreshadowed by many media. But it does recognise a long-standing reality, and that is that Jerusalem is the seat of government of Israel and has been since the establishment of the state in 1948.
Does the overwhelming opposition this morning by the international community, from the Pope to the UN Secretary General, give you any pause for thought there?
Oh, look, I've no doubt that warnings about violence and so on are probably well founded. There's no question that Palestinian leaders for the last 100 years have made violence their first resort in response to anything that they don't like. But it's been a disastrous approach by them for the Palestinians themselves. I think in the short term there will be ructions, but I think in the long term, when it's realised that this announcement doesn't really change the status quo with regard to the holy sites, doesn't make any prejudgment with regard to the actual boundaries of Jerusalem, doesn't preclude the predominantly Arab neighbourhoods in the eastern part of the city from being a capital of a future Palestinian state, that people will start to realise that there's been no preemption or closing off of opportunities for a two-state solution and a resolution on the issue of Jerusalem.
There's also not going to be any legal status change here to Jerusalem. Symbolic, yes, but nothing changes under international law either, does it?
Oh, that's correct. And I think even one of the Palestinian leaders from Hamas, of all places, recognised that. He said it won't change anything on the ground and it won't really alter the overall position vis-a-vis Israel and the Palestinians in terms of their negotiations, in terms of reaching a resolution about borders in Jerusalem.
The status of Jerusalem is the most intractable issue in what is often described as the world's most intractable conflict. How will this decision help move the peace process forward?
I think it will finally bring it should finally bring the Palestinian leadership to a realisation that their strategy over the last few years of trying to extract concessions out of Israel through international pressure rather than through direct negotiations has not worked, and that this announcement really is a political defeat for that strategy, no matter which way you look at it. That is the bottom line. That's really why they're upset, not because it's changed anything. It's because they've suffered a political defeat. Their strategy has been exposed as a failure. And there really is no alternative to returning to direct negotiations. It might take a while for that to sink in, but that is the message.
What do you say, though, to the commentators, to the world leaders who are overwhelmingly this morning saying that they are concerned this will do the opposite? It will inflame regional tensions and lead to just more bloodshed.
Well, I think in the short term it may well inflame passions and so on. I'm not sure that all dire predictions will come true, but let's remember that everyone, including the Pope, are not disinterested parties in this. They all have trade and other relationships with the Arab world. The Pope, of course, has to think of Christian communities in the Middle East. He has to think about the status of the holy sites. And, of course, we all know that Christian communities have been decimated throughout the Middle East by Islamist extremists in recent years. So, of course, they're uttering words of caution, and they don't want to prejudice the position of their own communities or their own interests. I understand that. But the reality is there hasn't really been a change in terms of the final status issues between Israel and the Palestinians. And all of the options that were previously open remain open.
Okay, Peter Wertheim, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. Peter Wertheim is the Executive Director of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry.
ABC News.